Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Friday, January 29th. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, U.S. journalist publishes UWP officials' interviews on Dominica Economic Citizenship Program in America. Wayne Robinson reveals the inspiration behind his second Calypso, Fighting for Brogodo. And Marlon Alexander of Granby gets 32 months imprisonment for unlawful sexual intercourse. Drafting instructions for interim ganja industry regulations submitted. And China miners rescued after 36 days. The news is brought to you, compliments Quartz Dominica. Details coming up.
It's a new year, and you could afford to change a few things. With Quartz Ready Finance, you can afford to get what you need now and do it all with nothing to pay until March. With Ready Finance, you get payment protection against redundancy, disability, death and loss of item due to natural disaster, fire, flood, or theft. So this year, you could afford to change a few things. With Ready Finance, from Quartz, bringing value home.
A U.S. journalist has published UWP officials' interviews regarding Dominica's economic citizenship program. In recent weeks, a foreign journalist spent time in Dominica inquiring about Dominica's citizenship by investment program. Opposition leader Lennox Linton stated that he and two other members of the opposition met with this journalist and they willingly gave their opinions regarding Dominica's economic citizenship program. However, he is unsure if the journalist was able to obtain an interview from the government side. Linton further stated that the article featuring in his interview was published in the Huffington Post and that he expects that more articles may appear from other publishing houses in the near future.
The freelance journalist does work for a number of international publications, one of them being the Huffington Post. He had an interest in the citizenship program of Dominica. And he wanted to talk to people. I'm one of the people he approached as the leader of the opposition. And myself and two other members of my team met with him a couple of Thursdays ago and answered his questions and his queries that he had regarding our concerns with economic citizenship in Dominica. We spoke as well about diplomatic passports for sale, etc. And he subsequently carried a story in the Huffington Post, I understand. Other aspects of the interview may be used for stories that might appear in other publications that he has a relationship with. But that was what it was. I don't know what happened in terms of the other people that he may have tried to interview. I'm sure he tried to get the government side of the story and would have wanted to talk to the Prime Minister. It didn't seem as though that happened.
Meanwhile, Linton expressed concerns that the government may have violated laws prohibiting major developments in specified areas in February 2015. He alleged that the government removed 15 acres from the Cabritz National Park to allow for the construction of a hotel. Linton said this kind of violation will lower the comfort of the public as to whether there is any integrity in their government.
It was of concern to me that the government approved the plan in 2014. But lo and behold, in February of last year, 2015, the government turned around and violated the plan in terms of the protected area, the Cabritz being one of them, where there should not be development of housing and all that commercial activities and so on. And yet, notwithstanding the approval of that land use plan, the government went to Parliament and took out 15 acres from the national park, the protected area, for the range development Kempinski Hotel that is planned. And I'm saying that that sort of violation of the plans that you yourself have approved does not give the people of Dominica comfort that you're going to provide leadership with integrity for land use planning, which you agree as the government is that.
Mr. Timothy N. J. Antwine will assume duties as the third governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, effective February 1st, 2016. He's a Grenadian national and succeeds Sir K. Dwight Venner, who retired on November 30th, 2015. Antoine is an economist and development practitioner by training, experience, and passion. Before taking up the position of governor, he served as director for Grenada on the ECCB Board of Directors for the periods 2002 to October 2005 and January 2008 to January 2016. He was appointed ECCB governor this month. Lomar Irish Kid Irish of the St. John's Academy in Portsmouth has retained the title of Junior Calypso Monarch again at a show held at the Harlem Plaza on Thursday. This is the third time in a row he has taken home the title. He won with his song All for Each and Each for All this year, written by Livingston Castle. Third runner-up is Nikima the Empress Alfred of the St. Martin's Secondary School. Her song Alien was written by Ian Jackson. Second runner-up is Yabo the Spider Frederick of the St. Mary's Academy. His song A Good Name was written by Pat Aaron. First runner-up position went to Naya Nika Burnett of the Wesley High School. His song Goodbye was written by Steve Hyacinth. A total of 13 young Calypsonians from various schools competed. Meanwhile, turnout for the 2016 Junior Calypso Monarch competition satisfied Leo Club President Kenita Green. The Leo Club of Dominica is the main organizer of the Junior Calypso Monarch competition. The show took place on Thursday evening. Whereas a member of the club voiced concern for what is described as the lack of respect given to the competition by the public, Green appears to be satisfied that the show went well. She said, "I find the show was great, and all the participants did extremely well, and they have great songs, but the judges' decision is final, and everybody cannot win. It was a great show indeed." Green said despite the initial struggles, the club ultimately secured sponsorship for the event. Local pastor Randy Rodney has called on persons to extend support to the driver of the bus involved in an accident Thursday, which claimed the life of one 16-month-old Italian baby. The accident, which occurred at Trafalgar, involved a team of seven tourists who came to Dominica aboard the MSC Orchestra on Thursday and who were reportedly traveling to take a tour of the Trafalgar Falls. It is alleged that the driver, Randolph Xavier, lost control of the vehicle. During his weekly radio program, Kingdom Connections, aired on Q95 Friday mornings, Rodney encouraged Xavier to find strength in God in this tragic, trying time.
I want to extend my very heartfelt sympathy to the family, if they're listening, of the young child who died in an accident in Trafalgar yesterday, and it's an unfortunate accident. It is something else when you leave your home to have a good time on a cruise ship, and then you have to go back with one shot. It's tragic and it's sad, and I want to extend sympathies to them. I also want to extend a hand of support to the driver of the vehicle who had this fatal accident yesterday. I understand through no fault of his. So God is always present, and one songwriter says that he's there even when you don't know he's there. So I want to encourage you to continue to lean upon God and find your strength there, because I know that nobody would love to know that anything like that would happen to you. My support to you and your family.
Calypsonian Wayne Shadowflow Robinson has revealed that the inspiration behind his latest Calypso Fighting for Brogado was the conflict that occurred between so many Dominicans because of unfair rationing and even looting of rations at storage and distribution buildings after the passage of Tropical Storm Erica on August 27, 2015. Shadowflow has indicated that he will perform that song as his second song on the night of the 2016 Calypso Finals competition next weekend.
Well, what happened was there was a lot of conflict between people after Tropical Storm Erica passed. And there it came in different angles. There were people fighting with each other. There were situations where the people who deserved to get were not getting, and others were getting just through preference or because you know somebody. And then there was also the concept that people were also looting the places that had the hurricane relief stuff.
After thanking his supporters, he stated that he was ready for the Calypso Finals. Marlon Alexander, 28, of Grand Bay, pleaded guilty to two counts of unlawful sexual intercourse, has been sentenced to 32 months imprisonment. The sentence was handed down by Justice Errol Thomas at the High Court of Justice on Friday, January 29th, after a very moving mitigation plea by attorney-at-law Bernadette Lambert. According to the charges read, Alexander had unlawful sexual intercourse with a 14-year-old girl at Kings Hill on 14th and 15th of May 2012. Information revealed in court by the Director of Public Prosecutions, Evelina Baptist, on Saturday, May 14th, 2012, indicated that the minor left her mother's home in Castle Bruce to go to Roseau. While in town, she received a call from Alexander asking her to meet him at the Kings Hill bus stop and consented to his request. The 14-year-old was later asked by Alexander to accompany him to his home in Kings Hill, which she did. After sharing a meal together at Alexander's home, they entered the bedroom where they engaged in protective sexual intercourse. Alexander later gave her a shirt and underwear and they went to bed. The following morning at about 6 a.m., Baptist told the court that the child and Alexander engaged in sexual intercourse once more before they showered and left the house. Baptist stated that Alexander informed the girl that he was going to Grand Bay for the weekend and went on his way. The minor knew that Alexander was not home and she unlawfully entered the house without his knowledge and stayed there until the following Tuesday when she returned to Castle Bruce at about 9 a.m. Upon her arrival, the mother took her to the Castle Bruce police station where a report was made. The police investigations led to Alexander's arrest and subsequent charge. During mitigation, Lambert begged the court not to impose a custodial sentence because Alexander did not waste the court's or police time. He assisted the police in their investigation and pleaded guilty at the earliest possible time. Alexander was sentenced to 4 years in jail. However, the sentence was reduced by one-third as obligated by law when a prisoner pleads guilty. He will therefore serve 2 years, 32 months for both charges. Time on remand was to be taken into consideration. In more news, the Jamaica Cabinet Subcommittee on Ganja has given drafting instructions for interim regulations for the cannabis industry. The instructions came this week after an exhaustive process, including consultation with key stakeholders by the Cannabis Licensing Authority, CLA. The interim regulations will govern the licensing regime for the cultivation, harvesting, processing, manufacturing, transporting, and retailing of ganja. The instruction to draft the interim regulation comes 9 months after the amendments to the Dangerous Drugs Act came into effect on April 15, 2015, and less than 8 months after the CLA was formed. The impending implementation of the interim regulations will pave the way for the authority to begin the issuance of licenses, permits and authorizations in keeping with said regulations. Commenting on the work to create the interim regulations, Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton, said the ministry has been deliberate in developing a regulatory framework which is lean, evidence-based and market-driven for the development of this important industry. He says the ministry has done extensive consultations, learned best practices from the experiences of different countries, and taken into consideration Jamaica's unique circumstances in a bid to ensure that the interim regulations are fit for purpose and will encourage the growth and development of the industry. And four Chinese miners who had been trapped underground for 36 days have been rescued, Chinese state media say. The men were trapped by a cave-in at a gypsum mine in eastern Shandong province on December 25th. China's CCTV showed dramatic footage of one of the men appearing on the surface and then been taken to hospital. In all, 29 people were initially trapped by the collapse. 15 have now been rescued and one confirmed dead, while 13 are still missing. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. U.S. journalist publishes UWP officials' interviews on Dominica Economic Citizenship Program in America. Wayne Robinson reveals the inspiration behind his second Calypso, Fighting for Brogodo. Marlon Alexander of Grand Bay gets 32 months imprisonment for unlawful sexual intercourse. Drafting instructions for interim ganja industrial regulations submitted. And China miners rescued after 36 days. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.